Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hi, everybody. This is Helena Hart. Welcome back to my Master Your Magnetism podcast. I'm talking with Deanna Dorrell again today. She's an intuitive love coach and healer. Welcome, Deanna. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Helena. Thank you so much for having me. It's always good to be back here.
We always have such a great time recording these episodes, and I'm really looking forward to this topic today. We're going to be sharing 5 secrets to tap into your feminine energy to attract or manifest what you want in any area of life. One of my favorite topics to discuss, and I actually don't know what you're going to be sharing here today specifically in terms of the secret. So is there anything you want to say before we dive into this topic?
Yeah. So first off, I would love to just kind of share that for those of you that are really ready, whenever you're listening to this, to make this the best year of your life for attracting what you want, you are going to want to stay to the end of this episode because I am going to be channeling and pulling a very special oracle message that is for you that you need to hear.
I love it. We're recording this at the beginning of 2024, so this will be a great message for the new year, but this should be timeless, so no matter
anytime.
When you're listening, yep. Perfect. I know we've done a lot of live episodes together over the past couple years, and everyone loves your intuitive readings, so I'm happy to be able to give a general message to my audience or to whoever's listening to this right now. I could definitely use that myself, so let's dive into this topic. Deanna, what's the first secret to help people tap into their feminine energy and attract what they want in any area of life?
So the first secret is actually, before we even go into that, let's get clear on what being in your feminine is about. Let's set that foundation up first. So for me, being in your feminine is about feeling beautiful. It's about loving yourself and having your heart open and feeling safe to connect with others and feeling safe that you can have what you want. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to love deeply and to be sovereign within yourself. And I use the word goddess, but for those of you that are listening that don't resonate with that word, feel free to substitute feminine energy or higher self or whatever. But to me, it's about being in your goddess vibes. And we are all here as divine beings having a human experience. So before we get into these tips to kind of manage all that comes up from the human side of manifesting and attracting, I feel like it's really critical to anchor into that baseline truth. If I could just have everyone close their eyes and just take a nice deep breath and exhale and just affirm, I am a feminine goddess. I am a divine being. And by divine right, I am and have always been enough. I've always been lovable and I am worthy of everything that I desire. And when you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes. And notice if there's anything that felt weird or inauthentic as I was saying that when you take that into your body, because if you can start with that baseline truth, you're way less likely to be triggered by another person's choices, by another person's actions, you know, the guy that didn't text you back. You're less likely to judge yourself and any experience that you have anytime this year. And you're more likely to see everything as happening for you instead of against you. And so from that really rooted place, I want to share these tips, but before I go into it, Helena, did you have anything to add?
That was wonderful just to do right along with you. To me, it felt like remembering, oh yeah, that's right. It's so easy to get bogged down in the day to day. Like, I have to get this done. There's so much to do. I don't have enough time. That's something I've sort of been dealing with a lot lately. Just taking that deep breath and remembering, of course, everything's going to work out for me. And of course, things are going to unfold perfectly. And just coming back to that place and getting more centered and grounded was a great experience for me. So hopefully that was helpful for everyone else too.
Oh, good. Yeah. So from that truth, if we all just say, okay, yep, that's true about me. I am a divine goddess. Whatever, Deanna. The first tip is to allow all of your feelings. When we label any feeling as good or bad, even positive or negative, this actually blocks your attraction energy because you're judging what you're feeling. You know, a client not too long ago, she's been dating online and really putting herself out there and came across one of her profile pictures that she didn't realize was still there. And she started commenting on how she was so much heavier then and how she was ugly and she was feeling really bad about herself. And we caught that. And I said, go deeper. Like, is that really true? And she said, actually, that's not something that I want to believe about myself anymore. And really allowing herself to feel sad, feel upset, and then from the energy of grace, update her pictures and update her profile. And it totally changed her whole energy online. And she ended up attracting 3 quality men that week. So really looking at, where are you judging yourself right now? Where are you trying to kind of be in that super happy, positive space when maybe you're having a hard moment? And just giving yourself space to feel whatever you're feeling, even if it's 5 minutes, can shift everything. And that it really doesn't have to take that long. But part of being in your feminine and your highest attraction point is neutrality. But you can't get to true, authentic emotional neutrality if you're denying how you feel.
It's so true. And this is one of the biggest questions I get when it comes to the law of attraction and feminine energy, two of my favorite topics to talk about, is you have to be feeling great and upbeat and positive all of the time in order to attract what you want. And in my opinion, the answer is no, because of everything you just said, your feminine energy is about embracing all of it. We were chatting a little bit just before we started recording and a little yesterday about how yesterday was just kind of an off day. And I'll just talk about my personal experience. I had a little bit of an emotional relief last night and just cried for a little bit. I don't know if it was hormones or lack of sleep, but immediately I remembered what we had been chatting about earlier yesterday is just don't judge it. It's fine. Mm-hmm. This is okay. It's just a moment. Just love and embrace and accept all these feelings that are coming up in you. And just like you said, 5 minutes later, I was fine. I felt so much better and we both felt so much better today. And so if I had been just pushing that down and trying to be more reasonable than that or talk myself out of that place or say, why are you so emotional? Everything's fine. Things are great. I probably would have still been feeling that way today. It's that thing about what you resist persists, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I love that you let yourself be there. And that can be the hardest thing. It's like, if we're talking masculine, feminine, masculine is holding space for the feminine that needs to experience the range of emotions. We are cyclical beings. We are not linear. And if you try to live linear, you're going to suffer and it's going to feel hard. And so really allowing and almost expecting there to be emotional highs and lows and waves and not identifying with it or judging yourself for it is really, really important. And knowing that, oh my gosh, the highs and the lows, that is goddess. Both of them are goddess. The goddess is crazy and wild and free. And I forgot, was it Meredith Brooks that had the lovely song, the B word song, about all of what a woman is? And it's not one thing. So if you can allow all your feelings, then you are way ahead of the curve and you're also going to get to emotional neutrality way faster. And emotional neutrality is the place where you make your most powerful and potent and quick manifestations. So the rest of the tips are really amplifying that first tip, which is, how do I allow? How do I get to a space where I can relax into the feminine? And so with that, are we ready to go on to the second one?
I was just going to ask. Yeah, that's perfect. I love everything you said there. I'm really looking forward to hearing the rest of these. So yeah, what's number two?
Okay. So number two is actively looking for things that turn you on in everyday life. And this is one of my favorite tips. It's something you can practice whether you are in a relationship or not, whether you have the money you want or not. I want to share a story, just kind of illustrate it. So this was maybe, 10 years ago. And I was going through a lot in my life around money, and also relationships were very tumultuous. And I learned this tool, find something that turns you on. And I remember going into the bank to see if I could get some overdraft fees reversed. And I was so nervous, but I remembered this tool and I focused on the banker's shoulders, broad, beautiful, strong shoulders. And I'm like, I don't even know if this crap works, but I'm going to try because I'm desperate at this moment. And so I'm focusing on his shoulders and smiling and not saying a whole lot. Well, wouldn't you know, not only did he reverse all of my fees, he came back with bottled water for me, chocolates, and was like, is there anything else I can give you? He used that phrase. And I just remember laughing as I left the bank. And I'm like, this is a secret. This is a superpower. And we all have it. And so to break down what happened there, first, find something that lights your body up. And it might be lighting your vagina up. You might actually feel sensation down there, or it could just be this light feeling in your heart that's like, oh God, I moved towards that. And it could be anything. You know, if you're trying to attract more money, one of the exercises I give to clients is go to the grocery store. Take a look at the produce section. Look at all the beautiful fruit and the vegetables and the shelves that are filled. That is your reality. And if that is your reality, money can't help but be the same way. Or if it's love that you want, find things in your everyday experience, like I did with this banker's shoulders, that turn you on, that get you in that, oh my gosh, this is what life is about vibe. And feel it and enjoy receiving that sensation. And so this is something really easy that you can do that's really fun. It's like, what turns me on? And it can be weird. It can be strange. Nobody has to know about it. But that practice of bringing in and up and to your energy centers, that is the place where you can get clear. Wow, that is definitely not for me. Or actually, I need to refine what I'm asking for. I can have the best. I want this.
I really, really like that tip. I don't think I've ever heard that from another expert in all my years of having these interviews. It really works because it shifts your vibe. It takes your attention off of the problem and it really raises your vibration to that place, to where if you were at a place where you had everything you want and all the abundance and love was coming to you, all you really want, I can tell you from experience, when you get to that place is just to have a good day, to have a great moment, to feel connected to someone else, to have the most amazing meal or coffee or walk outside. That's really what you want. And you can get yourself to that place right now, whether or not you have the money in the bank or the love of your life by your side. You can do that now and get yourself to that place where you feel like everything you want is just coming right at you. So I really, really like that. Is there anything else you want to say on that one? Are we ready for number three?
You know what? I think with that one is just practice it. I feel like your audience is really good about, like, I just want something practical that I can do.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You have to practice. It's like going to the gym. You can't expect to get strong after one set of reps. So make this part of your self-care routine. I have to actively engage with the world around me and see what I actually like, see what turns me on. I think there's this misconception that being in your feminine is being passive, and it's anything but. It's about holding to a vision, but you can't hold a vision that you don't really feel. And so that first step is, let me get into the feeling. Let me get into the body and get out of my head. And with that, let's go to number three.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear this one.
So number three, and we may have talked a little bit about this one on previous shows together, but it's to use emotional freedom technique, or to use tapping. If you've never heard this term, just breaking it down in a really easy way. It's about acknowledging what is and shifting the charge around it. So again, another way to get yourself to emotional neutrality, aka the manifesting attraction power place, and having a way of managing all the emotions and the fears that arise as you go through the attraction process, as you go through those highs and lows that we talked about being the wild goddess that you are. So you can use tapping to twofold. You can use it to release anxiety and release stuff that you've been wanting to let go of, but you can also use it to call in and affirm that you already have it, strengthening that generation of feelings that it's already here, that it's already happening. And for the simplicity aspect, I want you to just take your index finger and your middle finger and touch right at your sternum. So right above your heart, right at that breastbone area. That's one of the most popular tapping points. And the idea is just literally lightly tap, like you're tapping on a door to your heart. And just like you're sharing or spilling your guts to your best friend, even though I feel, and you just let it rip, girlfriend, even though I feel upset that the guy at the bank did not reverse my overdraft fees, even though I feel frustrated that my profile isn't getting any likes, whatever it is, let yourself go empty until you can't think of anything else to feel, and it may bring up emotions. You wrap it all up with this phrase, and you can write this down if you're listening. Even though I feel all these things, I still deeply and completely love and accept myself. I'll say that one again. Even though I feel all of these things, I still deeply and completely love and accept myself. And then you release the tapping, you release your hands, and you just take a deep breath. This works like a charm if you are in a situation where you're triggered, where you're in high stress, where you're clearly not in your body and you're about to make a really poor decision. Slow down, do one round of this, and notice what changes around you and within you. It's pretty awesome.
It really is. I think we've talked about this in a previous episode. I actually used EFT maybe about 15 years ago when I was going through some difficult times myself. And it's a wonderful resource and it's free. You can Google it. I'm sure there's hundreds of videos, probably more than that. It's called Emotional Freedom Technique. And there are different points on your face and your body. Do you want to talk a little bit about how that works, just briefly, for people who haven't heard about it before?
Yeah. So it really is about acknowledging the emotions and the fears in the present moment, and the tapping, the physical sensation of tapping along these particular meridian points, it actually changes your neural pathways. It changes the way that your brain is responding to whatever that is. Basically, you're telling yourself the truth. You're allowing your feelings in a very tangible way so that space can be cleared for you to trust your intuition, see the signs of what you need to do, receive, to keep things that you're manifesting. It helps with so many different things.
I really like these very practical tips. I know that these are big concepts and it sounds great, like, oh, get into your feminine energy and just feel good, be positive. What does that mean? And how do you do it when you're coming from a place of frustration or discouragement? So I think this is going to be really helpful for everyone listening. Are we ready for number four?
Let's do it. Okay, so number four, and this is a slightly woo-woo technique, but that's who I am, so that's what you guys get, is to create a worry box. What the heck is a worry box? It is a place, a dedicated place in your home. And I'm looking at mine right now as I talk to you. It is an empty tissue box and you can write on it whatever you want. Mine says releasing worries and surrendering to spirit box. You don't have to make it that wordy, but essentially you want to have some post-its and a pencil nearby. And I always say, get a pencil, not a pen, because pencil is lead. It's tangible. It's of the earth. There's something around connecting it to your subconscious with pencil versus pen that's very powerful. And if there's something that you've been obsessing about, something that's taking you out of your body, out of your feminine goddess feeling, and you don't know what to do with it, you've tried tapping, you're still feeling it, try this. You can write it down. It can be a phrase. It can be as long or as short as you want. And then you fold it and you drop it in the box and you say, it is done. And if it's there, you know it's being handled. And if you want to worry about it again, you've got to go digging through that tissue box to find it. And you might have to write that post-it four or five times. But I will tell you, at the end of a month, or even if you want to empty it every week, and you look back at what's on those post-its, you will laugh at how much has been resolved, how much you don't care anymore about whatever you wrote down, and how much you manifested without even realizing you did. So this is something that you can do, again, as a tangible practice. A lot of my clients do it it every new moon or every full moon. But if you like consistency, you could do it every week. At the end of each week, this is what I want to release. And it's a way for you to kind of let go of control and trust, because at the heart of feminine energy is trust. If you don't trust that you can have what you want, if you don't trust that it's safe to receive or that it's even safe for somebody to help you, then how are you going to hold all of that when it comes? You're going to find a way to sabotage it. So having something that you can do to get out of that feeling fast is really, really important.
Another really practical tip. I like that. I don't think I've ever heard that one from anyone else either. And what I love about it is there's so much that's outside of our control. I think a lot of us super accomplished or driven or ambitious women, or this could apply to men as well, we tend to overfunction and overthink and worry something and try to like wrestle it to the ground and kill it when there's a problem. And there's so much of it that has to do with divine timing or however you want to think about this. There's a lot that is outside of our control. But even though we might know that consciously, we still can't help but overthink things, right? So this is turning it over to God or to the universe or however you want to think about this. Maybe your higher self, the part of you that knows that everything's working out for you and that things are unfolding perfectly in the perfect order and timing or scheme of your life, turning that over. And of course, you've probably already done what you can. Sometimes there's an intuitive hit that might come to you and you go, oh, let me make this phone call. Let me do this. Yep. But most of the time, we've already done all of those things coming from a place of frustration. And of course, when you're acting out of that frustration or trying to make something happen, you're just going to attract more and more experiences that keep you feeling frustrated. I know I've certainly been there myself. So I really like that. And then looking back and going, this just really took care of itself. Or this
yes.
just unfolded perfectly. I just needed to let the time go by because it was really already done. I love that. I think that's just so perfect. Anything else you want to say on that one?
Well, what you just said, that it's already done, I think sometimes we can attach an identity to being productive, to being the one at the helm, to being the one that made it happen, quote unquote. And if that's not that important, and you're like, I don't care how this comes to me, I just know that it's coming, then it's kind of fun. It's that kid before Christmas energy of, this is going to be interesting how it comes. And making it a game, but not letting it be the end of your life if it doesn't come in a certain time. Because you wait 2 minutes later and then it's like, oh, that was way better than my mind could have even thought up.
Yes, that is so true. So again, it's not about being passive and just sitting at home and waiting for everything to fall into your lap. There's a lot that you can do, but it doesn't look like all the action you've been trying to put in that's not working for you. It doesn't look like that. It's more about managing your energy and getting yourself to this place where you're creating this environment or emotional tone, you could call it, that will allow what you want to start making its way to you. And it might not be in the time frame that you wanted it to be, but things will unfold in a way where you can look back and go, oh, I'm so happy that this all happened the way it did. We could just talk forever and ever about this. We should probably do a whole episode just on that. I have so much to say on that, as you can probably tell. So yeah, anything else on this one? Are we ready for number 5?
I think we're ready for 5. And it's so funny, you guys. Whenever I do these, I tell Helena, I prep for this and then spirit takes over and I'm going completely off script, off the plan. So I think there might be another show in me that we can expand on some of these things. But number 5 is tuning regularly into your intuition. Now, this is not a new concept, but how do we do that? What does that mean? And if you can understand that when you're in your feminine, when you're in that power place for manifesting and attraction, you're receiving constant subtle information, not only from the outside world, but through your gut feelings. Some of you are clairaudient, so you may be really sensitive to sounds or smells. And a lot of people are sensitive to thoughts. Like, I just know I need to call this person. I don't know how I know, but I do. And when you follow that, things feel like they're flowing quite naturally. And so some of the things that can help you to trust your intuition and tune in on a practical level, I call it the I'm Not Crazy journal. And this is something I have all of my beginning intuition students do. It's just keep a notebook and say anything as you go through your day that you know, that you sense. Maybe your GPS told you to go right, but your gut was like, I need to go left. And you did. And then you found out later there was an accident if you'd gone right. And so you write that down in your I'm Not Crazy journal. Put the date and track it. just like anything else. If you want to lose weight, we track what we're eating. If you want to get more money, you got to track the money and manage what's coming in. Same thing with your intuition. Track what your intuition is telling you or what you think is your intuition, and you do it enough. And that logical mind, that masculine side of us that just wants to do and wants everything organized, it calms down. And when it calms down, then it gives way to the more feminine center part of our brain, which is the subconscious. And the subconscious can relax and it can start to work with you, not against you. So things like the I'm Not Crazy journal, using crystals, and I'd love to do another show just about crystals and woo-woo stuff, but Oracle Message are another great way because a lot of people are very visual. And so using an Oracle deck, whether it's a tarot deck or angel deck, doesn't really matter. They're just representations of your subconscious anyway. And asking the question, what could this mean, instead of what does this mean, opens up space for you to receive. And just that little shift. So instead of like, what does this mean for me? What does this mean for my life? That's a lot of pressure. That's a very black and white energy. But what could this mean? Now we're opening. We're open to interpretation. We're opening to receive. We're not attached, but we're open. And so tuning into your intuition, if you do it on a regular basis, start with the I'm Not Crazy journal, you'll start to see, wow, I can trust myself. And if you trust yourself, you can trust the universe. And if you trust the universe, there's no limit to what you can receive.
That is so beautiful. I have countless examples of these little intuitive hits that come to me, and sometimes I ignore them and I come to find out that I was right all along. My intuition was trying to tell me something all along, and sometimes I go with them and it's amazing to look back and go, wow, how did I know that things were going to unfold just like that? And you can get better and better at this. We actually recorded a whole episode together on how to tap into your intuition and trust yourself more at least a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, if people want to go back and look at that one. I think you gave some really tangible, specific ways to build your intuition more. I'd love to talk more about that with you in future episodes. And with that, I know you have an intuitive message for everyone listening now. Do you want to talk a little bit about how this works and how people can apply it to their own lives right now?
Absolutely. So I have one of my favorite Oracle decks, and I'm going to literally be shuffling the cards. I'm listening to my own intuition to tell me to stop. And I'm going to pull a card. I will interpret the message that I see. And for everybody listening, if you want to get a sheet of paper, write at the top, what could this mean for me? So just practicing what we just talked about. And you may find that you draw something. You may find that you write a phrase. It doesn't really matter, but don't censor yourself. And you can always go back and re-listen to this and ask it again. And you could say, what could this mean about my career? If you're worried about career, what could this mean about finding the love of my life? And really dial in that intention. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and shuffle. What does everyone need to hear right now? Oh, how beautiful. Okay, so the card is Birds of a Feather, and I'm going to say what I see in the card because that might mean something to people, and then also interpret it. So it says Birds of a Feather. There's four little birds on four little stumps, and it's card number 25. So the first thing I like to interpret is the number. So I do numerology in a lot of my sessions, and 25 adds up to a 7. 7 is the number of spiritual awakening, spiritual connection. So whatever it is, whatever situation you are wanting more clarity on right now, it's about taking a higher perspective. All of the tools that we share today, implementing maybe one of them for the month consistently and seeing how can I turn this over to the part of my brain that does believe I can have what I want, and how can I stop controlling? And this is suggesting that spirit wants to help you, but you have to kind of open the door so that they can come in and support you with that. Now, Birds of a Feather, I interpret this is a time when you can rally with people of like mind. And it also may be a message for those of you that are filtering out friends, filtering out connections, questioning a relationship and asking, does this person align with who I am now? Am I holding on to them just because you've got a history? Or are they truly my birds of the feather flock? Are they my team? Are they my people now? And making some decisions, again, from your higher self around what to do there. And then finally, looking at the energy of the birds and sky of this image, birds are all about joy. It's about singing and expressing yourself. So where have you been holding yourself back? Where have you been singing the same dang song when you really want to sing something different, but maybe you've been afraid? This is saying, trust yourself, have faith in yourself. It can happen, and you're not going to be doing it alone.
That is so powerful. I love that message so much. I can't wait to go back and listen to it myself when we're not actually recording. That's always so helpful for me. I just love your messages. Like I've said over the years, your readings that you've done for me and for many of the amazing women in my community have always been so spot on. If anyone's listened to some of the live episodes we've recorded together, everyone always comments about how you're so, I mean, it's kind of scary to me how everything you've said really has unfolded. I've talked about that in prior episodes, but everything we talked about today was very, very helpful for me personally. I hope it was helpful for everyone listening, and I'll include links to how people can book a private reading with you. I know that's very, very popular with a lot of women in my community. And anything else you have going on right now where people can get a hold of you?
Absolutely. So I definitely would suggest getting a reading if you're at a point in your life where you're just like, I need some information, I need some clarity. For those of you that are ready to do the deeper work and really be that power manifester, I do one-on-one spiritual coaching. And then finally, I have a free gift for everybody. I have a free meditation and an energy healing called Opening to Your Best Year Yet with the Angels. And this is applicable anytime during the year, not just at the beginning of the year, for something that you can listen to maybe while you're doing dishes or if you want to do it before you go to bed. I have programmed subliminal mantras and messages, as well as taking you through an energy journey and an energy healing to clear out anything that doesn't serve you so that you can be that fabulous feminine goddess attractor in the new year. And you can get that for free in the link that Helena is going to share in the description.
That is great. And I forgot to ask you before we start recording, is your Amplify Your Love energy course still available? Is that Go at Your Own Pace online
course? Yes. Thank you for reminding me. Yeah. So if you really work best kind of going at your own pace, but you want some of the principles that I explore in private coaching to attract love, then Amplify Your Love energy is the perfect next step for you. And that also is in the description.
Yeah, I'll include everything in the show notes. So a link to book a private reading with Deanna. I know those book up very quickly every time I post an episode. So book one for yourself today if you're interested. And your Amplify Your Love energy course and then your brand new free gift. That is fantastic. Thank you so much for offering that, Deanna. I'm always just so thrilled to send women your way. So definitely let Deanna know that you found her through me or this podcast. I love being able to refer really high quality top coaches. And you're different than really anyone else that I have on my podcast because you have this intuitive healer aspect to what you do, which I absolutely love. So is there anything else you want to say about that or about this topic before we close out here today?
You know what? It is never too late to change your energy. So if you're sitting there and thinking, that sounds great, but I feel like I've tried everything and it hasn't happened, give yourself the gift of starting over and give yourself the gift of really remembering what we talked about in the beginning. I am a divine goddess. I am a divine being having a human experience. And it's okay, no matter what happened to you in the past, take a deep breath and create a new future for yourself now.
It's so easy to forget that sometimes. Like I mentioned before, this was such a great reminder for me personally, everything you shared here today. So I hope it was helpful for everyone listening. Make sure you're following my podcast so you don't miss any new episodes. I have new episodes coming out every week. Just click the follow button on my podcast homepage. You might have to click the three dots, whether you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, then you won't miss any of my new episodes. Deanna, this was fantastic. I hope we can do more episodes together soon because I just love everything you shared here today. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's always such a pleasure.
Bye, everyone. Talk to you soon. The biggest mistake women make when a man is hot and cold, acting distant, or pulling away is something called a connection barrier, and it only pushes him further away. If you'd like to read about what a connection barrier is so you don't accidentally make it, go to forever1234.com. Again, that's forever1234.com.